Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the day. Today, inshallah, we will have the class number 9 in the topic of depression, Islamic prevention and treatment. And the title of the class is Be Aware Satan Iblis is Trying All the Time to Depress You. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the Islamic rules of prevention and treatment of depression. In reality, I like every week to revise in summary with you the complete line of prevention and treatment of depression, as this weekly revision will be a reminder for your spirit. Also, by time, these rules will be more clear and more fixed in your heart and mind. Again, the rules of Islamic prevention and treatment of depression are the sincere belief in oneness of Allah, the true belief in Allah's decree, patience, understanding the reality of the worldly life, remembrance of Allah, that is to say, Salah, Quran, and Dua, avoiding whispers of the shaitan and avoiding sins, and lastly, a healthy way of life, food, exercise, and sleep. Inshallah, we will revise each rule in few words, so that inshallah, the complete plan will be always clear. The first line is the true belief in the oneness of Allah. The true belief in the oneness of Allah is the most important for the spirit, as it provides it with the feeling of being a servant of the Lord of the heavens and the earth. This feeling is the real belonging to Allah. This belonging is the link which provides the spirit with the hope, support, power, identity, dignity, balance, peace, and confidence. So it is the duty of every Muslim to learn the basics of the belief in the oneness of Allah from the verses of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The belief in the oneness of Allah is based on the facts that Allah is the creator, owner, all-knower, planner, decider, and controller of all the affairs. Allah the Almighty is the only power, the only will. Allah is the source of all the mercy on the earth. Number 2, the second line of prevention of depression in Islam is the belief in Allah's decree. This belief in Allah's decree is based on the following rules. Number 1, all hardships and afflictions are recorded before their creation. None can interfere with Allah's decree. Life is run by the word be. Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. It may be that you hate a thing and it is good for you. Verily, with every hardship there is ease, trials expiate sins. And the declaration of the believer regarding Allah's decree, which is, say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Lord, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. Alhamdulillah, I explained this in full details. The third line of prevention of and treatment of depression in Islam is patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that as-sabirin, the patient believers, are the ones whom they have total submission to Allah's decree. And so when they have hard times in their lives, they immediately remember the Lord, remember the reality of the worldly life, and so they say, to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. For those patient believers, Allah is sending glad tidings of the great reward they will receive. Indeed, they share in the same type of reward the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives. That is to say, the blessings and the mercy of the Lord, and the testimony by God that they are right guided. This as-sabr patience is the best attitude to prevent sadness, despair, and depression. The second line of prevention and treatment of depression in Islam is understanding the reality of the worldly life. This is based on the following Quranic rules. Number one, life is a test where hardships and trials are part of it. Number two, life is a deceiving enjoyment. Number three, life is a farm for the hereafter. Number four, worldly life is too short to be wasted in anxiety and sadness. Next, life is run by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of the mankind can interfere. Accordingly, the Muslim strategy to deal with the reality of the worldly life in order to save his spirit from depression and anxiety is, number one, to make the hereafter the main concern. Number two, to focus on what matters today. Number three, to appreciate the blessings of Allah. Number four, to look at those who are below, not those who are above you. Number five, to keep yourself busy with work that you like. According to this strategy, you can live the worldly life with a healthy spirit. Actually, the next line of treatment is and depression, or treatment and prevention of depression is the remembrance of Allah through the dua, the salah, and the Quran. And I think that last week, alhamdulillah, I discussed this in full details. Today, inshallah, we will start to learn about the new line of prevention and treatment of depression in Islam, which is to avoid shaitan, Satan, whispers, and to avoid sins. Today, inshallah, and over the next coming classes, we will learn about Satan, Shaitan, or Iblis in full details regarding his whispers to mankind, which have different forms. And also, they are the major cause of anxiety, sadness, despair, and depression. Because of the importance of this topic, we need to have a clear plan to avoid all shaitan whispers. We will, inshallah, learn the answers of the following questions. What is the meaning of the word shaitan? What is the nature of the shaitan? What is the relation between the shaitan and mankind? Why the shaitan is the plain enemy of mankind, what are the different forms of shaitan whispers, and how they can affect human spirit, what is the Islamic rules to protect Muslim spirit against shaitan, how to treat the depressed spirit, which the shaitan already caused it to have depression. Let us start with question number one, which is, what is the meaning of the word shaitan? Actually, the word shaitan is an Arabic word, which means the one who has actually distanced, has a distance from the Lord and his mercy. Who has actually distanced himself from the Lord Allah and his mercy. Okay, he is far away. He chose to be far away from Allah and his mercy. This is the meaning of the word shaitan in Arabic, from shatta. And in English, shaitan is equal to the word Satan. So Satan is the English of shaitan. Actually, one of the companions of, or one of the famous scholars, he states, the word Satan is a general term used to refer to those who display evil, deceiving, misleading behavior. Those who are of extreme stubbornness and bad behavior. So this is the meaning of the word shaitan. Shaitan is the one who choose to have to be far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his rules and from his mercy. The next question is, what is the nature of the shaitan or Satan? We will know its nature from the Quran, from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 50. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate yourself to Adam. So they prostrated themselves except Iblis, Satan. He was one of the jinn. He disobeyed the command of his Lord. While you then take him, Iblis, and his offspring as protectors and helper rather than me, while they are enemies to you. What an evil is the exchange for the zalameen.
So actually Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the angels were created from light, Iblis Satan was created from smokeless fire, and Adam was created from that which has been described to you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said anger comes from Satan, and Satan was created of fire. Okay? And it is clear that the angel created again from light, Satan, Iblis, created from fire, and so he is different from the angels. And actually Allah is saying that when Allah commanded all the angels to prostrate to Prophet Adam, all of them, they agreed except Iblis, Satan. He refused. He is created from fire. He refused. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually questioning those whom they follow shaitan. Why to have shaitan as your protector and helper rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In reality, shaitan is your enemy, mankind. Okay. So now we learn about the nature of the shaitan, which is fire. Okay. Now we want to know what is the reason for the battle between shaitan and mankind. Why shaitan hates mankind? Okay, and why shaitan actually has a battle with the mankind until the day of judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us about the battle between shaitan, Satan, and mankind in many verses of the Holy Quran. It is essential for every Muslim to know the following facts about shaitan and mankind so that we can realize his serious effects on our lives. We will read now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, we will read from verse 30 to verse 34 so that inshallah we will know about the shaitan and his enmity to mankind. Billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idh qala rabbika inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
Who believe in ghaib and perform a salat and spend out what we have.
Yes, we will read actually from number 30 because actually sister was reading from verse number 3. Now we will read from verse number 30, 31, 32, 33 and 34 from Surah Al-Baqarah.
And remember. remember when your Lord said to the angels, "Verily, I am going to place mankind generation after generation on earth." They said, "Will you place therein those who will make mischiefs therein and shed blood while we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you?" He, Allah, said, "I know that which you do not know." And he taught Adam all the names of everything. Then he showed them to the angels and said, "Tell me the names of these if you are truthful." The angels said, "Glorified are you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Verily, it is you, the all-knower, the all-wise." He said, "O Adam, inform them of their name." And when he had informed them of their names, he said, "Did I not tell you that I know the ghaib, unseen in the heavens and the earth? And I know what you reveal and what you have been concealing. And remember when we said to the angel, 'Prostrate yourself before Adam,' and they prostrated except Iblis, Satan. He refused and was proud and was one of the disbelievers, disobedient to Allah." He was one of the disbelievers.
So now actually from verses of the Quran we will learn the following lessons in details. Number one, the highest regard for man is that Allah declared him as the master on the earth. Man's rule on the earth is of highest importance, and accordingly to fulfill this rule, Allah has given Adam alayhi salam and his offsprings the great secrets of knowledge and cognition, as well as the ability to assign names for the persons and the objects which serve as a symbol for them. It is the ability to know and name objects that has had the most profound effect on man's life on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses Adam to be the master on the earth, and because of that Allah taught him, not the angels and none of other creatures, the ability to assign names for the persons and the objects, and actually this has the most profound effect on man's life. Actually, without such ability, that is to say, to refer to things by names and symbols, human life will not function, because all communications would have necessitated the presence of the subject matter. So this is regarding how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Adam alayhi salam and his offspring, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him this quality which is very special for him to make him the master on the earth. Regarding the other creations which were in that original scene, there were the angels. The angels, actually, they are created from light and they have no use of such ability. They are not in need of such ability because it is not required for them to have the rule, to have any rule except to worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, this ability was not given to them. In the scene of these verses, there were another creation. That creation is Iblis, who refused to prostrate to Adam, refused to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, again, we will revise the scene. In that scene, there were three creations. Number one, mankind, a creation of dual nature, clay and divine breath. And the dual ability. This dual ability is man's distinctive quality. Man has the ability to maintain justice and acquire great knowledge in the same way he has the ability to be unjust and sink into ignorance. This basic knowledge must be known to every Muslim because, you know, this is the basic for the reality of the way of life of every human being. Why some are guided, some are not guided, some are obeying Allah, some are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the dual ability of the man, either to maintain justice and to obey Allah or to sink into ignorance. This is the main, okay, special creation. Allah make him the master on the earth. The angels, they are creations of light. Their rule is absolute obedience of Allah and spread of the good. The third is the shaitan and iblis, who actually was created of fire and who is the subject of our classes, this class and the coming classes. And now we learn that, number one, he refused to prostrate to Adam. That is to say, number one, he refused to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to know more about this creation, let us read from Surah number 7, the Heights, Al-A'raf, verse number
2.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
Allah said, what prevented you that you did not prostrate yourself when I commanded you? Iblis said, I am better than him, Adam. You created me from fire and him you created from clay.
Okay, so... In this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about the reality of Shaitan Satan. He wants to base his actions on what appears to him to justify himself. And so Iblis evaluated himself better than Adam, as he is created from fire, which from his point of view better than the clay. It is the ignorance and arrogance which were the basics of Iblis to refuse to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prostrate to Adam. This is the third creature, the Iblis Satan, who is equal to absolute disobedience and arrogance and jealousy from Adam. It is because of his wicked attitude he was expelled from the heavens and deprived of Allah's grace. Actually, we will read now from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 13 to 18. We will keep on learning more and more about the shaitan from the Quran, so that inshallah it will be clear for our spirits the effect of the shaitan as a cause of depression, anxiety, sadness. Actually, one of the major reasons for depression is the shaitan and his influence on the spirit. So we must realize its nature so that we can learn how to protect ourselves from his effect, inshallah. Now we will read from Surah number 7, from verse number 13 to verse number 15. Rahim, now we will read verse number 11 to verse number 18 in order to know the whole story and battle between Adam and Iblis, inshallah, and Adam offspring and Iblis Satan until the day of judgment. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من المنذرين قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين.
And surely we created you, your father Adam, and gave you shape, the noble shape of human being. Then we told the angels, prostrate yourself to Adam, and they prostrated themselves, except Iblis, Satan. He refused to be of those who prostrated themselves. Allah said, what prevented you? Then you did not prostrate yourself. When I commanded you, Iblis said, I am better than him. You created me from fire, and him you created from clay. Allah said, O Iblis, get down from this paradise. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Get out, for you are of those humiliated and disgraced. Iblis said, allow me respite till the day they are raised up. That is the day of resurrection. Allah said, you are of those respited. Iblis said, because you have sent me astray, surely I will sit in wait against them, human beings, on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left. And you will not find most of them as thankful one, that is, they will not be dutiful to you. Allah said to Iblis, get out from this paradise, disgraced and expelled. Whoever of them, mankind, will follow you, then surely I will fill hell with you all.
So actually, the lessons which we learn from these verses of the Quran is that, number one, Allah expelled Satan, Iblis, from the paradise because of his refusal to obey his command to prostrate to Adam. Accordingly, Iblis requested his Lord to give him a respite until the day of resurrection, and Iblis announced that he will concentrate his effort in leading astray Adam and his offsprings, as he, Iblis, believed that Adam was the cause of his expulsion from the paradise. Iblis' plan was that he will tempt them, mankind, away from Allah's path. Iblis will close the right path from all the directions so that they can believe in Allah or show gratitude to Him. Iblis' request has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has willed human beings to find their way since their nature is susceptible to good and evil. Furthermore, man has given a mind to think, reflect and choose, and he has been given reminders and warnings through Allah's messengers. Also, man has been given the means to control and correct himself. It is the will of Allah that good and evil should have their fight within him, so that his face is determined in accordance with the law of Allah. In conclusion, Allah has granted Iblis and his offspring the chance to lead mankind astray. But Allah also has given Adam and his offsprings the freedom of choice, so that Allah can put them to test of this worldly life. It is the choice between good and evil. This is the reality of the relation between mankind and Iblis. And out of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned all the human being, and he warned the Muslims, and he warned the believers against Iblis. So we must always remember the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against Iblis, because it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to warn mankind regarding Iblis battle, and to clarify many times in different surahs of the Quran that the battle with Iblis is the major fight, because it is the fight against despair, evil, corruption, which can lead to sadness, despair, anxiety, sins and depression. This fight takes place within man's conscience. Actually, we will read two of the verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the believers against Iblis. And then inshallah we will learn how Iblis can have its effect on the man, the spirit, so that inshallah we will try to avoid this effect through the Islamic way of treatment inshallah. Now let us read about the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers against the shaitan. Because when we will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will read first from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 208, about the warning of Allah against the shaitan. Then inshallah we will continue to learn and to be sure and to have the belief that Allah already warned us against him because of his serious effect upon our life. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
Oh, you who believe, enter perfectly in Islam by obeying all the rules and regulations of the Islamic religion and follow not the footsteps of Shaitan. Verily, he is to you a plain enemy.
Again, this is actually a call for all the believers in Islam to learn that Islam is the religion of peace and guidance. And so the believer has to obey and to follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is total submission to Allah in all the matters, in the intentions, actions, desires, and in our total destiny, and to accept Allah's judgment without hesitation and with total trust and self-assurance that this path, Islam, will lead us to the happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Regarding Iblis, his goal is to turn the believer away from the right path and to make them always disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the desires and through the dreams and through the sins. And inshallah we will learn more about this. But the conclusion is that Allah is warning the believers that the shaitan is their plain enemy. Now we will read also from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 153, in order to actually to have the proofs and the proofs from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against the shaitan, so that inshallah this has to be clear in every spirit. We will read now from Surah number 6, verse number 153. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون.
And verily this, that is Allah's commandment mentioned in the above two verses 151 and 152, is my straight path, so follow it, and follow not other path, for they will separate you from his path. This he has ordained for you that you may become al-muttaqeen.
The pious. Prophet, in order to know the meaning of this verse, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a line with his hand in the sand and said, this is Allah's path leading straight. And then he drew lines to the right and to the left of that line and said, these are other paths on which there is a devil who calls to it. So the law is that the only true right path is the Islam. Other are Iblis certain passes, which we have to avoid, believing that Iblis is our plain enemy who wants to destroy our worldly life with sins and to make the hell our final destination. Again and again, sisters, we must realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 142, in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 22, in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, verse number 5, in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, verse number 53, in Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, verse number 15, and in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Surah number 43, verse number 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the enmity of Iblis and that we need to learn all the ways to avoid his whispers and never to follow him, otherwise we will just blame ourselves for our life. Now, inshallah, we will start to learn about the forms of shaitan whispers, how shaitan, Satan, controls man's heart. Because when we will learn these forms in detail, we will protect ourselves from the shaitan whispers, and the shaitan will not find any way to our spirits. Accordingly, we will not have, inshallah, any anxiety or worry or upset or despair, because all these feelings are from the shaitan whispers, and if we control and if we protect our spirit from these whispers with the meaning which you will learn, inshallah, the shaitan will have no way to our spirits and to our hearts, and inshallah we will never have any of these feelings, and we will be always, alhamdulillah, living in the hope, trust, peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to know how Satan, shaitan, controls the man's heart, we will learn from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, shaitan, Satan has an effect on the son of Adam, and the angel also has an effect. As for the effect of the shaitan, Satan, it is by his promise of an evil and rejecting the truth. As for the effect of the angel, it is by his promise of a good end and believing in the truth. I will clarify this now. In order to analyze the above hadith, we need to know that the heart of the man has two gates, one outer gate and one inner gate. Regarding the outer gates of the man's heart, these are the five senses: vision, hearing, tasting, listening, touching, and smelling. When any of these senses are affected by an external stimulus, they will send the message to the heart, which in turn will show its response feelings towards the external stimulation. For example, when you see a big dog running towards you, this is the vision. Immediately you feel fear inside your heart. And the opposite is that when you see a beautiful baby, immediately you will feel happiness in your heart. The meaning is that these senses are the outer external gates for the man's heart. Regarding the inner gates of the man's heart, these are the ones mentioned in the previous hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To make it more clear, let us realize the following. First, these are the ideas or the wines, okay, the internal one, okay, which you feel internally, you feel in your heart or in your mind, okay, something inside, okay, which we call always wines or ideas. These ideas are the motivators of the man's will, okay. The ideas inside your heart and mind will motivate you to move. Okay, these ideas are of two types. Okay, number one, an idea calling for the evil and rejection of the truth. This is called the whisper of the shaitan. So if we want to define the whisper of the shaitan, it is an idea calling for the evil and rejection of the truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you want to follow this whisper of the shaitan, you will be lost. Okay? Because the whisper of the shaitan will have its effect on your heart, and then it will cause you to do actions and deeds which are evil actions and deeds. Okay? And they will be away from the truth. The opposite is the guidance. What is the guidance? Guidance is an idea calling for the good and the truth. Who is causing this idea? The angel. The angel will come to you with the guidance. Okay? If you want to be the winner, you will follow the guidance. For example, now when we will hear the call for the prayer. For example, okay, the angel will come and tell you, this is the prayer, this is very important, you must pray, you will be, you know, this is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is still an idea, okay? But if you believe and you follow this idea, immediately you will go and wash for prayer and you will pray. Alhamdulillah, you will be guided and you will win the good deeds, okay? But at the same time, why the angel is sending the guidance to you and telling you, go and pray and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a command from Allah, the shaitan will come and tell you, you are so tired now, you are about to sleep, so why to be in a hurry? Just wait for some time, and also you are hungry. Eat, take some rest, then it is still long time for Dhuhr prayer. Okay, so the shaitan now is calling you, okay, not to pray. Okay, but the shaitan is never a straightforward, never sending straightforward messages. The shaitan is a deceiving creature. He will never tell you don't pray ever. He will just tell you are very tired, you look lazy, and you are so hungry. Just eat and pray. Okay, so if you follow the whisper of the shaitan, okay, you will not pray, okay, because you will eat, and after eating you will feel more tired, and you want to sleep. When you will sleep 1 hour, you will wake up, it is Asr prayer. As soon as you will wake up, both of them will call you again. The angel will call you. Immediately run to pray Asr prayer, okay, but before Asr prayer, run Dhuhr prayer, okay, so that you win both prayers. The shaitan will tell you, no, 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 you just wake up, take a cup of tea, try to concentrate so that you can feel the prayer. Okay, the shaitan will never tell you the evil directly. The shaitan will always use this, you know, sideways, so that, you know, the spirit will not feel, you know, that this is an evil idea. The spirit will accept the idea. Yes, maybe if I take a cup of tea, then I can concentrate more, I can feel the prayer more, it will be more better to pray. Okay, but again and again, after you will drink the cup of tea, the shaitan will tell you, you have to make a very important phone call, then after the phone call you have to cook, then whatever. So the shaitan will be after you in order not to pray. Accordingly, if you listen to the shaitan, okay, you will not pray. This means that the shaitan wins on the angel. The angel was calling you for the guidance, the shaitan will calling you for the evil, but unfortunately you follow the shaitan. Okay? So this is
the whisper is very strong. Even Hadrat Adam alayhi salam.
You see, this is the problem of the whispers of the shaitan, and because of that we must know about it in full details, because as I clarified to you from the example, that it is never a direct one, it is always a sideway one and a deceiving one, and the human beings are not aware that this is the whisper of the shaitan. They are sometimes feeling that maybe this is myself is calling me to take some rest, but in reality it is the whisper of the shaitan, and because of that the believers must be aware of the whispers of the shaitan, so that by time they will be so sorry that they will realize that the whole day I didn't pray any prayer, and all the time when I was about to pray I don't know what is happening to me. Okay, I will just postpone and postpone. I can't remember at Dhuhr prayer, I feel that I am tired and I want to take my lunch first, then I didn't pray. Asr prayer, I have two phone calls then I didn't pray. The believer, if he is not aware of the shaitan and the indirect way the shaitan is trying to control his spirit and to take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers and most of the Muslims are not aware of the forms of the shaitan whispered in their life, and sometimes they are obeying the shaitan while they are not aware out of ignorance of learning the forms of shaitan whispers. Accordingly, inside the man's heart conscious, there is a battle between the angel who is calling for good, promising the good and the paradise, and the shaitan who is calling for evil, corruption, promising evil and loss. This battle is going on in every second inside every one of us. So it is the duty of every one of us who is looking for good and paradise to follow angel who is calling for the obedience of Allah and to reject completely the shaitan who is calling for the evil and the sins. We realize that the whisper of the shaitan is the call for evil, but it is never direct call for evil. It is always sideway call or a deceiving call. And actually this whisper has many forms, as mentioned in the Quran. We need to learn about the forms of the shaitan whisper to man in full detail. They are the ways to control man's heart, and if the shaitan control man's heart, he will open the gates for the sins, anxiety, despair, depression, the gates of the hellfire. Inshallah, from next week we will learn in detail the relation between the form of the shaitan whisper one by one, and how this shaitan whisper will lead to anxiety, will lead to sorrow, will lead to worry, will lead to despair, and will lead to depression. So that inshallah we will try the Islamic means to protect our spirits from the whispers of the shaitan. Inshallah, over the coming weeks we will discuss this in details, because we Muslims, from the guidance of the Quran, we must realize the very important and dangerous and effective rule of the shaitan as a cause of depression and as a cause of anxiety, worry, sadness and unhappiness. Inshallah, from next week we will learn this in detail, and let us now make the rahmah. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.